Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Zayin. We are holding on daf Mem Vav and Beis. We left off pretty far up the page at Ubi Plukta. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Jennifer and Michael Wiedeker, my future mechutanim, in honor of the engagement of our children, Yona and Serena. Mazel tov to the Wiedekers, and we look forward to celebrating together Be'ezras Hashem and enjoying nachas from our children. Also sponsored by Elisha Graf. I'm just going to read this one. Elisha Graf, in honor of my Rav, dear friend, and backup Daf Yomi Magachir, Rabbi and Alana Leibowitz. Alana's not a backup Magachir. Upon the engagement of their son Yona to Miss Serena Wiedeker. And also sponsored by Jeremy Herskowitz, in honor of his grandfather's yard site, Marvin Herskowitz, Moshe Yehuda Ben Yosef, Neshom Shav Naliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today primarily is Shmini Atzeres. We're going to talk about whether a person sits in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and if you do sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, do you say a bracha on the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, whether a person recites a Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres, whether Shmini Atzeres is Ta'un Lina. We're going to discuss in Amid Beis whether you need to stay over in Yerushalayim that night after Shmini Atzeres, and then at the very end we're going to discuss in which ways Shmini Atzeres is considered to be a separate independent Yom Tov from the rest of the days of Sukkot. But let's pick up again from Ubi Plukta. So the Gemara now goes back to the primary topic that it started with, about eating an Esrog on Sukkot. So we're going to finish up that discussion before we get really into Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara is going to tell us that Rav and Rav Asi already had a machlokas about this. Ubi Plukta, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rav and Rav Asi already argued in this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish about eating the Esrog. The Itmar, Hifrish, Shiv Esrog, and Shiv Yamim. If a person sets aside 7 esrogim for 7 separate days, and each day he wants to use a different esrog, so the esrogim that he's already used, that he no longer plans on using on the future days, you could use the esrog for that day and then eat it right away. No, you use the esrog today, you can eat it tomorrow, but you can't eat it today. So, what is the nekudas hamachlokas, whether you can eat it right away or you have to wait until the next day to eat it? That the machlokas is, do we assume that it becomes muktzah only for the time that you're doing the mitzvah with it, in which case, as soon as you stop doing the mitzvah with it, you can eat it? Or do we assume the entire day on which you're doing the mitzvah with it, it remains muktzah, so you have to wait for the next day to be able to eat it? La halacha, an esrog is asur to eat on Yom Shvi'i, on Hoshana Rabbah, and it's mutzah to eat on Shmini Atzeres. And if a person designates 7 esrogim for 7 days, the esrog is going to be asur for the entire day that you are using it, because that's what Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan hold. So since an esrog is asur on Hoshan Rabbah and his mutter on Shmini Atzeres, so the Gemara discusses, okay, but what about in Chutz La'aretz, where we have 2 days of Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres? If Shmini Atzeres is Simchas Torah, Hoshan Rabbah is a Safek, Shmini Atzeres is a Safek Hoshan Rabbah. So what do we do on that first day of the 2 days of Yom Tov, on what we call Shmini Atzeres? To what extent are we choshesh that it's actually Hoshan Rabbah? Va'anan d'islan treyomi, we who observe 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, Heichi Avdinan, what do we do about eating the Esrog on Shmini Atzeres? So Amar Abayi Shmi, and this is going to be the introduction to the sugya of Shmini Atzeres, which is, as we mentioned before, the topic of the entire daf today. How we handle Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, recognizing the fact that Shmini Atzeres is that in Chutz La'aretz we have a Sveik at the Yom, and Shmini Atzeres might in fact still be Hoshana Rabbah. So Amar Abayi Shmini Savik Shvi'i Aser. When it's Shmini Atzeres, but it still might be Hoshana Rabbah, you're not allowed to eat the esrog because we're not pekiyin diyarcha, so we have to ask it misafik because it might actually be Hoshana Rabbah. But she safik shmini mutter. But what we call simchas Torah in Chutz La'aretz the ninth day of Yontif, which might still be Shmini Atzeres, then it's going to be Mutar B'Achila, because that's a Vada. Even if it is Shmini Atzeres, it's Mutar B'Achila. Mereimar Amar Achila Shmini Savik Shvi Mutar. Mereimar disagrees, he holds even on what we call Shmini Atzeres is Mutar. B'Surah Avdi K'Mereimar, in Surah they I would eat the Esrog and Shmini Atzeres. Rav Shishim Brei Dravidi Avik Abayi, Rav Shishim Brei Dravidi did like Abayi, that he would not eat the Esrog and Shmini Atzeres. V'Hilchsak Abayi, that only becomes Mutar on Simchas Torah, that Shmini Savik Shvi is going to be Aser, but Shi Savik Shmini is going to be Mutter. Now, once we discuss eating the Esrog in Chutz Laaretz on Shmini Atzeres, which might still be Hoshana Rabbah, so the Gemara discusses what about the mitzvah of Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which in Chutz Laaretz, which might still be Hoshana Rabbah. So Amar Avido Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav Shmini Savik Shvi'i Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz, which might still be Hoshana Rabbah. So Misafik, we observe it as a Yom Tov. Shvi'i l'sukkah, we treat it like it's Hoshana Rabbah as far as eating in the sukkah, meaning you have to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but a Shmini l'bracha. But as far as the din of bracha, which is in davening and kiddush and benching, well, what to say? Should you say Yom Chag HaSukkos is there, Yom Shmini Atzeres, Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeres is there? So we say Shmini Chag HaTzeres is there, not Chag HaSukkos is there. So it is considered to be Shmini Atzeres as far as that is concerned. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shmini L'Zel is there. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, once we're celebrating it as a Yom Tov, we treat it like a full Yom Tov. We treat it like Shmini Atzeres. It's got nothing, we no longer give it any of the characteristics of Hoshana Rabbah. So says the Gemara, what exactly is the machlokas over here? Meaning we see clearly that there's a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about how to treat Shmini Atzeres and what to do with Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, but there are two versions of what exactly they're arguing about. So version number one is Mesav Kuliyam Lopligi Diasvinan, that there's no question that you sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That even Rabbi Yochanan, who says Shmini L'zeh L'zeh, that you treat it like Shmini Atzeres, that you don't treat it like Hoshana Rabbah, doesn't go so far as to say not to be in the Sukkah. No, for sure you sit in the Sukkah according to this version. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Livruche, it's all about whether you should say a bracha of leishiv basukkah. So mandi amar shvi l'sukkah bruche namim varchinan. According to Rav, that we treat it like Hoshana Rabbah, you even say a bracha on the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. Mandi amar shvi l'zeh l'zeh bruche namim varchinan. But if you hold that it has the din of Shmini Atzeres, while you might be sitting in the sukkah, one does not recite a bracha on sitting in the sukkah. And the pashtus says because that would be a zilzul in the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. Because if you're saying a bracha, it's like a much more overt and clear statement that it's not really Yom Tov, that it's really still only Hoshana Rabbah. So that's why you would not, according to this version, everyone agrees you sit, but you would not say a bracha. Why not say a bracha? So as I mentioned, the pashtus is that it's a zilzal, and that's what the Rif writes. So the reason you don't say a bracha, aleisha besukah and shmini safek shvi, is because you're going to be sosa yourself. If it's really a part of Chag HaSukkos, it's not Shmini Atzeres. If it's Shmini Atzeres, it's not Sukkah. So you're going to say in your Kiddush and Shmini Atzeres, and then right there, it's part of the Kiddush, you're going to say Aleisha B'Sukkah. It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be a stira and a zilzul to the Yom Tov. That's what the Meiri says, similar also. He says, it's not Mechashash Brach Levatala, because we say Kiddush and Yom Tov Sheni, meaning we Sveka Diyoma, we say all sorts of brachos. We say Nachilas Matzah, Nachilas Marah, we say Kiddush, we say all sorts of brachos, and we daven Musaf, we say all sorts of brachos on account of Sveka Diyoma. So it can't be because of a Suffolk brachos, says the Meiri, that we don't recite a bracha on Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. It must be just that we don't want to be mezalzel in the Yom Tov, that here we are in Shmini Atzeres, and you're calling it Cholamoid, essentially. You're calling it Hoshana Rabbah by saying Aleisha B'Sukkah. So that would be a zilzal in the Yantav. However, the Rambam, the sixth parak of Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Yud Gimel, and the Rambam writes similarly in the Tshuva in Pe'er Ador, Simon Shin Lam and Gimel, says that the reason we don't recite a bracha on Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Safek Shvi, is because whenever we have a Safek, whether we're mitzvah to do a particular mitzvah or not, we do the mitzvah because Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, but we do not recite the bracha, because Safek, brachas are midrabanan, Safek Drabanan L'Kula, and therefore we go with the suffix brachos lahakel. Ah, what about Kiddush and what about Shemoneh Esrei and all of that? Yeah, that's just what Yom Tov Sheni means. Yom Tov Sheni means you have to observe it as a Yom Tov. But when you have a particular mitzvah where you're mesupak, whether you should do that mitzvah or not, so we're machmir on the mitzvah, we're mekel on the bracha. Now, the Mordechai writes in the name of the Rav Yah that since you're not saying the Leishe B'Sukkah, that creates a hecker that you're not being mosif on the mitzvah of Sukkah. Meaning one might say, oh, I'm being machmir in doing Yeshiva B'Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. But you always have to be careful whenever you say those words, I'm being machmir, are you also really being mekel? Because almost every chumrah has a kula on the flip side. So is it a kula in Bal Tosif? Meaning it's a violation of Bal Tosif to sit in the Sukkah an extra day. So the Mordechai says, that's how we address the issue of Bal Tosif. By not reciting a bracha, it makes it not be near a kemosif on the mitzvah of Sukkah. And therefore, says the Mordechai in the name of the Rav Yah, don't sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Because if you sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, there is no hacker. There's nothing that makes it recognizable that it's different than Sukkot. And that's going to be a chashash Bal Tosif. The only reason we're allowed to sit in the Sukkot Shmini Atzeres is because it's not going to look like Bal Tosif, since there's a built-in hacker that it's not like the rest of Sukkot. The Rashba writes that even though we are Bekiyim B'Kvir Diarcha, and our Shmini we know is Shmini, without any suffix, it's not really Hoshana Rabbah, still we eat and sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres the mitzvah, and it's not a violation of Bal Tosif, because Bal Tosif is only when one decides to add on to the mitzvah. But if the Chacham were Mesakein something, then it's not Bal Tosif. So the Chacham were Mesakein that we have to observe Sveika D'Yoma, that automatically is not Bal Tosif, because I'm following a Takanas Chacham, right? That's the question that the Rishonim deal with when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Why isn't it Bal Tosif to blow mea kolos, if you only really need X number of kolos, whatever it is, to be yotze kol adeos, let's say 30 kolos, so to blow mea kolos, why isn't that a nisra of Bal Tosif? So a number of different answers in the Rishonim. Tosus has a chiddush that whenever you do the same mitzvah over and over and over again within the Zman, that's not called a Bal Tosif. So different approaches in the Rishonim, but maybe that's the simplest approach, is that once we do a zechet or whatever, for whatever reason, we do mea kolos, so then it's not Bal Tosif, because we're not doing it mida'atenu. We're not adding on our own. It's a takanas chacham, and therefore it's not Bal Tosif. The Rishonim also are bothered. Well, wait a second. If I'm going to sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because it might still really be Sukkot, why aren't I taking lulav on Shmini Atzeres if it might still really be Sukkot? There are two mitzvos of Sukkot. There's Sukkah and there's Dalin Minim. So Tosos in Dibra Maschil Mesiv and the Rush over here say that the Chum did not want to be Mesakin to take lulav on Shmini Savek Shvi, because it's Mukta to be Metalta lulav, and it's Nikr that you're being Noeg Minag Chol. But when you're sitting in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, sometimes it's very pleasant to sit outside. That time of year, sometimes it's beautiful out, especially in a year like this where everything comes early in the New York area. In Israel, it's always beautiful. But this time of year in the New York area, when Sukkot comes early, sometimes it's a very beautiful day to sit outside. So it's not so obvious that you're doing something on account of it being Sukkot. When you take a lulav, that would be very obvious. And therefore, that would be a zilzal. That would be a minhag chol that we'd be doing on Shmini, which would be inappropriate. But sitting in the Sukkah is not inappropriate, because people sometimes enjoy the nice weather outside in the gazebo or the like. And Tosfos Rid writes that we don't take lulav because aside from Yom Tov Rishon, it's only a Din Midrabanan anyway. It's only a Zecher Lemigdash. So it's not like Sukkah where the Gemara says it's an actual Suffolk and it's Suffolk Minat Torah. Meaning at most we only have a Din Midrabanan to take lulav only as a Zecher Lemigdash. And the Zecher is fulfilled certainly by doing it for 7 days. You don't need an eighth day. Hafkamina would be, what if you're in the Migdash? What if you hold like that Shita Saramba, and that Mikdash still applies? Mikdash is Yerushalayim, and that Kedush Rishon Kitchel Shadiv Kitchel Asalavo, and that it would still apply, so then it would be Daraisa Kal Shiva. Okay, so that was so Amar Rav Yosef, back in the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Nekot Rabbi Yochanan Biyadecha, that you should follow the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, not to say a bracha on Shmini Savik Shvi, not to say a bracha of Leisha Vesuka. To Rav Huna Bar Bizna, Kol Gedolei Ador, Ikalu B'Sukkah B'Shmini Savik Shvi, because one time Rav Huna Bar Bizna and all the Gedolei Ador were in a Sukkah and Shmini Savik Shvi. Normally Gedolei Ador in the Gemara does not mean what we call Gedolei Ador, right? It's clear in the Gemara in Pesachim that way, that Gedolei Ador, when we refer to Gedolei Ador, we refer to the biggest Talmidei Chacham, the Torah sages, the leaders of in terms terms of Torah learning of the generation. In the Gemara, the Gedolei Hador normally means the Yaskanim, the people who were involved in matters of the community. But whoever it was, these were religious people. It was Rav Huna Bar Bizna and Gedolei Hador, and they went into a sukkah on Shmini Savik Shvi, Mesev Aviyasi Bruchi Lo Bruchi, but they sat in the sukkah, but they did not recite a bracha. So you see that they paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, well, the Dilma Sfiru Lu Kaman Diyamar Kivin Shavirichem to Rishon Shuvein and Mavarech. Ah, you sure that they're paskin like Rabbi Yochanan? Maybe they hold like that shita that we learned about yesterday that says that you only say a bracha one day. They only say a bracha on the first day of Sukkot. So that's why they didn't say a bracha. They treated it like every other day of Sukkot where you don't say a bracha. So says Gemara, no, this was their first time in a sukkah. Gemiri Dime Afar Asu. We know that they happen to have been arriving from a location where people were shepherding animals and they were unable to sit in sukkah. They didn't have a sukkah available to them. They're part of the mitzvah of sukkah. They were shomrei ginosu pardesim out in the area that they were. So they never said the bracha on sukkah. So really, if you held it was sukkahs, they should have said a bracha. If you held that you observe the mitzvah of sukkah on shmini atzeres the same way you would any of the other days of Yom Tov, then they should have said a bracha. But the fact that they didn't tells you that they passed like Rabbi Yochanan, that while one sits in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, one does not recite a bracha and Shmini Atzeres. So that is version number one of the machlokas. So according to version number one of the machlokas, everyone agrees you sit in sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. There's no machlokas. The only issue is, do you say a bracha? And we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, you don't say a bracha. Now version number two, ikata amri. Now everyone agrees, no bracha. Definitely don't say a bracha on Shmini Atzeres and Sukkah. Ki pligi lemesav. The machlokas is, do you even sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Lemand yamar shvi l'sukkah mesav yasvinan. Lemand yamar shmini l'zalzeh mesav l'yasvinan. If you hold it has a din of Hoshana Rabbah, so then at least you'd sit in the Sukkah. Not with the bracha, but at least you'd sit in the Sukkah. But if you hold that it has a din of Shmini Atzeres, you wouldn't even sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So Amar Rav Yosef, the Kotor of Yochum, that you should follow the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which means that you should not even sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Demar d'shmeita mani, because who is the person who disagrees? Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. It's Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. We said he's the one that says in the name of Rav that it has a din of shvi'i as far as sukkah. And it happens to be that he himself didn't follow his own shita. On Shmini Savik Shvi'i, he sat outside of the sukkah. So if the shita that disagrees didn't even follow his own shita, why should we follow his shita? So we should for sure follow Rabbi Yochanan. So you expect, now that the Gemara says that we have two versions of the Machlokas, according to the second version of the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan says you don't even sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So you'd expect, normally when you have a version number one and then you have an Ikeda Amri, we always paskin like the Ikeda Amri, and it's clear within the Ikeda Amri to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, you'd imagine the Gemara would therefore conclude that of course one does not sit in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And yet, oddly, v'hilchasa mesiv yasvinan bruchei lo mevrachinan. The halach is, says the Gemara, you sit in the sukkah and you don't say a bracha. And that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that in Chutz Laaretz you sit in the sukkah and you don't say a bracha. For many, many centuries already, many Jews have had a minag not that way, that they have a minag not to sit in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. So everyone tries to figure out, where in the world does that minag come from? So one of the more scholarly ways of dealing with that minag says it comes from the fact that there's obviously a girsa problem in our Gemara, because the whole Gemara leads you to the conclusion that you should not sit in sukkah, and then somehow in the last line it pulls a switch and says, so obviously there must be a problem with the text over here, because we always paskin like an Ikeda Amri, and the Ikeda Amri would tell us not even to sit in sukkah Shmini Atzeres. That's not generally the way the Gedolei Achronim dealt with the Shaila. The Aruch HaShulchan probably has the most famous Mahalik. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that there's a Tam Ki'ikr in the Minhagon Shal Yisrael, and everything is MS, that which Klal Yisrael does. That the heter is that the only reason you're allowed to sit in sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, and you don't have to worry about paltosif, is as we said before, the Rishonim point out, because it's not nicker that you're doing the Shem Mitzvah. It could be because Sukkasa Areva, love, you're enjoying it, it's a nice day. That's what the Rishonim write, based on Yerushalmi. So that's only true if it's shayach that one might enjoy it. But if it's very obvious that you're only doing it l'shem mitzvah, then it would be inappropriate to sin in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. So says the Ritva, says the Aruch HaShulchan rather, in those places where it's very, where it's hot, in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael and places like that, where the weather is nice, so then yeah, in a chinami you should sit in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. But in northern climates where it's very, very cold already by the time of Sukkah, in Russia, where you know, or Poland or wherever the you know, Jews had been for many, many years, so it's, you can't say Sukkos Areva love. It's obvious that no one would ever want to be outside on a day like that, and the only reason they're outside is because of the mitzvah, and that therefore is going to be a violation of Baal Tosef. So that's why the Aruch HaShulchan says the minhag developed in those places that they don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Now, if that's the explanation of the minhag, then it needs to be reassessed based on where you are. It's going to be hard to say. It could be that that in Florida that would be true on the opposite extreme, right? That it's so hot on sukkahs that that no one would ever sit there. But depending on the weather, you have to assess it each and every time. I think in Nefesh HaRav, I think Rav Salvechik said it was based on the it was dafkin the Chassidisha places that the minhag developed not sin in sukkah. Because Chayav Adon Vakar Pnei Rabbi Beregel, and it used to be customary that they'd go visit the Rebbe on Yantif, and there was no makom for everybody to visit the Rebbe in a sukkah. The sukkah wasn't big enough to visit the Rebbe, so they were osik b'mitzvah to go visit the Rebbe, so osik mitzvah put them in a mitzvah. They didn't have to sit in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. A lot of explanations, a lot of interesting explanations for the what essentially is an unusual minhag because it's against the Gemara. So a lot of interesting explanations whether why it is that the Chassidish minhag developed not to sit in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. Then there are of course a lot of minhagim in between, right? That there are people that will say Kiddush but won't eat there, and they'll say Kiddush on Friday night or only Shabbos day, and you know, all sorts of, and each one of those has explanations as well. You can look at all the minhagim books; they explain all of these different minhagim. The Ritva raises the question that according to Rabbi Yochanan, within the Ikeda Amri, that you don't even have to sit in Sukkah on Shmini Safek Shvi. Why would that be the case? He says, Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. How could you eat outside of the Sukkah? So the Ritva deals with that issue. And probably the issue, part of the issue is that it's a conflict. On the one hand, Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. On the other hand, Baal Tosef. So that's really the whole crux of the problem over here, is that we're in a dilemma over here. But anyway, so the Gemara comes to this conclusion, Mesiv Yisrin Bruchil and Barachinon, and that's what we paskin la halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, now once we discuss sitting in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, Gemara discusses what about saying Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres even in Eretz Yisrael, right? Meaning forgetting about Chutz La'aretz for a moment. Let's just talk about Shmini Atzeres. What is Shmini Atzeres? How do we view Shmini Atzeres? What are our hanhagos on Shmini Atzeres? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Omrim Zman b'Shmini Shalchag. One should recite a Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. Ve'in Omrim Zman b'Shvi Shal Pesach. And that's unlike the last day of Yantav of Pesach, where you one does not recite a Shechianu. V'am Rabbi Levi Barcham Vitem Rabbi Chama Barchanina Teda. I'll bring you a raya that Shmini Atzeres is its own regel and therefore gets its own Shechianu. Shari Chalak B'Shlosh Shadvarim, because Shmini Atzeres is different than all the other days of Sukkot in three critical ways: B'Sukkah, V'Lulav, V'Nisach Hamayim. All the mitzvahs that we do in Sukkot stop for Shmini Atzeres. There's no Sukkah, there's no Lulav, there's no Nisach Hamayim. So obviously it's a separate Yantif. Rabbi Yehuda Damar below Gaim Menaseh Kol Shmona Hari Chalak B'Shnei Dvarim. And even according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which we're going to learn about tomorrow, that says that there was Nisach Hamayim on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, but there's still no Sukkah and no Lulav. So you see clearly it's a separate Yantif. So Frek the Gemara Ihach Yishvi Shal Pesach Nami Hari Chalak Bachilas Matzah. Shvi Shal Pesach is also different than the rest of the days of Pesach because there's no mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on Shvi Shal Pesach. Now, I eat chametz, but there's no mitzvah of achilas matzah. Damar mar laila rishon lechovah mikan ve'elok rishos, that you only have a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. After that, it's a rishos, whether you want to or not. So shouldn't we say that the last day of Pesach is also its own yontif because there's no mitzvah of matzah anymore? So you see, it's independent. So says Gemara two reasons why that's not the case. Hachi hashta. First of all, when it comes to Shvi Yishol Pesach, Shvi Yishol Pesach is different from the first night of Pesach. It's not even different than the first day of Pesach. Already on the first day of Pesach, there's no mitzvah of achilas matzah anymore. So you can't say the last day, the seventh day of Pesach is a separate Yom Tov from all the other days of Pesach, because there's one halacha that doesn't apply on the seventh, that doesn't apply at all after the first night. That just splits the first night from the rest of Yom Tov. Whereas over here, it mamish goes days 1 through 7, mitzvah lulav, mitzvah sukkah, goes straight through, and it just stops on Shvi'i, on Shmini rather. So you see that Shmini is a separate Yom Tov. Ravina Amar Zeh Chalak Mishalafanav, Vizeh Chalak Mishalafnefanav. That Shmini Shal Sukkot is different than the days that come right before it, as opposed to Pesach, which is not different from the sixth day and the seventh day of Pesach is not different than the sixth day, the fifth day, the fourth day, the third day, the second day. It's only different than the first day. So the difference between these two answers is that the first answer is that it's not even really different than the first day. It's only different from the first night. And the second answer is, even if it's different from the first day on Pesach, it's not different from the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth day of Pesach. So that's why Shvi'i Shel Pesach is definitely not its own Yom Tov, whereas Shmini Atzeres is its own Yom Tov. Additional reasons why we say Shechianu and Shmini Atzeres, Rav Papa Amar, Hacha Ksiv Par, Hasam Ksiv Parim. By the Karbanos of Musaf it says, and Shmini Atzeres, it says Par, it only says one Par, whereas by all the other days of Sukkot it says Parim, because the Halacha is, if you look at the Pesukim, that on the first day we bring 13 Parim, and then it's Mismayit V'Holich each day, second day is 12, and then 11, and then, but then all of a sudden Shmini Atzeres, it's only one Par. So you see, it's clearly not part of the Seder. It's not part of the same sequence of Karbanos of the rest of Yom Tov. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, another reason that Shmini Atzeres is clearly independent, Hacha Ksiv Bayom, Hasam Ksiv U Bayom. That by Shmini Atzeres it says Bayom Shmini Atzeres Tielachem without the extra Vav added on to the Bayom to connect it to the other days of Chag. But all of the other days of Sukkot it says U Bayom Hasheni, U Bayom Hashlishi. And the Vav is always Mosif Alinyan Rishon to tell me that it's connected to the previous days. So you see that all wherever it says U Bayom, it means that it's all a continuation of one big Yom Tov. But Shmini Atzeres all of a sudden it's just Bayom without a Vav. Tell me that it's its own separate Yom Tov. Rav Ashi Amar, Hacha Ksiv Kamishpat, Hasam Ksiv Kamishpatam. That on Shmini Atzeres it says Kamishpat. It says Minchasim Niskeim Lapar La'ayil Vila Kvasim B'Misparam Kamishpat. And on Shvi Shal Chag HaSukkos it says Kamishpatam. So that change in Lashon tells us that Shvi'i is the end of Chag HaSukkos, because it's Kamishpatam, meaning going back on all the previous days. But once we're in Shmini Atzeres, it's not Kamishpatam anymore. It's not going back on the previous days. It's just Kamishpat. It's its own Mishpat. It's its own holiday. So now the Gemara tries to bring a riot to Rabbi Yochanan that we say a Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. Lema Misayele. Haparim Ha'ilim V'Hakvasim. All these Karbanos Musaf that we bring throughout Sukkot, Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. They're all Ma'akiv each other. If you're missing any one of these Karbanos, don't bring anything, because they're all Ma'akiv each other. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Parim ein ma'akvin ze'ezeh. No, it can't be that the parim are ma'akiv each other. Sharim mismatin v'holchin, because the number of parim doesn't remain steady throughout the yantiv. It starts with 13, then goes down to 12, then to 11, then to 10. So just the fact that it goes down in number each and every day tells me that the number must not be so significant. But when it comes to the elim and the kvasim, that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree is ma'akiv, because that's the same number every single day. It's shnei elim and it's arba'as or kvasim every single day. So since that remains consistent, that could be ma'akiv each other. So Amr lo, the Chum said to him, V'alo kulam nismatim v'alchem b'shmini. What do you mean it remains consistent every single day? Everything changes in Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, not only do we have only one par, but the numbers of Kvasim and Ayalim also change on Shmini Atzeres. So we only bring Ayal Echad and Shiva Kvasim, not Shnei Elim and Arba'as or Kvasim. So it splits in half on Shmini Atzeres. So if the logic is that whenever it's not going to remain a consistent number, it must not be Ma'akiv, the number must not be Ma'akiv, well then none of it should be ma'akev, because none of these kamaros, not the par, not the ayil, not the kvasim, none of them remain a consistent number. Samalahen shmini regu b'fayatzma hu. So this is what he's talking about. The fact that it's a different number of elim and kvasim on Shmini Atzeres is not a raya to anything. Shmini Atzeres is a separate yantov. But what I'm trying to say is that the parim within Sukkot don't remain consistent. Sukkot is one yantov. Shmini Atzeres is another yantov. Shekshem Shivus Yimeachag Tutun Karban Vishir Ubracha Velina. Just like the 7 days of Yantif require Shmini is a regular pronouncement, just like 7 days of Yantif require their own carbon that the Torah describes, and the shir that the Levim sing Aladuchan throughout the Chag, they sing about the Matnos Aniyim, Rashi points out, because it's the time of the gathering of the grain, and the person has to make sure that he gives like a Chich HaPeh, a Maisos, to make sure he takes care of the Aniyim. So that's what that's the theme of the shir of the Levim, Ubracha, and it gets its own bracha, we'll see what that means. Velina, and you stay over in Yerushalayim after your makrav the chagiga that night. As av shmini, so to shmini atzeres, its own carbon gets its own carbon, not its own separate independent carbon, not part of the carbonos of Sukkot. Vishir, and it gets its own shir also, not on the same themes as the shir on Sukkot. Ubracha, velina, and its own bracha and its own mitzvah slina. So my love, the zman, doesn't that mean when Rabbi Yehuda says Shivus Yimei HaChag requires its own bracha, doesn't bracha mean zman? Isn't that the definition of the term bracha over here? That you say a shechianu, so it's a riot Rabbi Yochanan, that you say a shechianu and Shmini Atzeres? Says Gemara, no, birch samazim utfila. No, maybe when we say Shmini Atzeres gets its own bracha, it means in benching and in davening that in the 7 days of Sukkot you say as Yom Chakasukas Hazeh, and in Shmini Atzeres you say as Yom Shmini Chagatzeres Hazeh. So it's got nothing to do with Shechianu, and we therefore do not have a right to Rabbi Yochanan at all. It's just about how you're supposed to refer to the day when you daven Shmon Esrei. Now, a very common shaila comes up: what happens if a person made a mistake? It's Shmini Atzeres, and he said Yom Chakasukos Hazeh, because he still thinks of it as Sukkot, especially if he still eats in the Sukkot, he thinks of it as Sukkot. So he says Chakasukos Hazeh. So the Taz in Siman Tafrei Samaches discusses it. He says that Shmini Atzeres is also called Sukkot, because what does Atzeres mean? Atzeres means it's like a stop, it's an end. So it's an end to what? It's an end to Sukkot. That's what it is. It's an Atzeres for Sukkot. He says a lot of times in the Torah calls it Sukkot, and even the Chachamim were misakin to say Shmini Atzeres is to be mevarer. It's just to be more specific. Like, what element of Sukkot is this day? It's the Atzeres of Sukkot, but it's not to divorce it from Sukkot. It's to describe its unique role on Sukkot, and therefore it would not be a problem if a person said Chag HaSukkot. And Moshe writes, and we can rely on this Taz, and that a person should not repeat Shmon Esrei if he accidentally says Chag HaSukkot. There's other poskim that agree, but for a different reason. The Chidah in Birka Yosef quotes a Beis Yehuda that says that even if you were to say Chag HaShavuos, you know, you have to say totally wrong yantiv on Shmini Atzeres, you're also Yotze, because everything is holy chachar chasima, and as long as you're chosim mekadosh yisol v'azmanim, the chasima counts for all the moadim. You Yotze, you're chiyuv, even though you're supposed to mention which Yom Tov it is, but even if you get it totally wrong. That's what the Chidah quotes from the Beis Yehuda. The Chidah himself disagrees with that, but that's what he quotes from the Beis Yehuda. There are many poskim, Mishnah Berurah quotes over there in Tzivkat and Beis, there are many poskim that hold that you do have to repeat Shmon Esrei, that it's not Sukkot, it's its own separate Yom Tov, and if you say the wrong thing, then you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Again, Rav Moshe says we should rely on the Taz and not repeat on account of saying the wrong and saying Sukkot when it's really Shmini Atzeres. Hachinam Mistabra says, where it's most Mistabra that the bracha that it's talking about in the Braisa is Birch Samazan and Tfila, and it's not Shechianu. Yisal Kedak Zman, Zman called Shiva Miika, because if we're talking about Zman, do you say Shechianu all 7 days? So says Mar Halakasha, yeah, you do say Shechianu all 7 days. Di ilo barchilim varkum akolia makrina. In that, if you didn't say Shechianu earlier in Yantiv, so you would still say it on whatever day it happens to be. So Mikal Makom Kospi, then says Mar, no, you wouldn't, because you need a kos to say Shechianu, and who has a kos of yayin on Cholamoid? So they must say that Rav Nachman, Dam Rav Nachman, Zman Omrafilu Bashuk. Maybe we're assuming like Rav Nachman, who holds that you don't need a kos to say Shechianu. You can say Shechianu wherever. Di Amar Bina kos kol yom miika, because if you really need a kos, who has a kos on Cholamoid? Says Mar, Dilma de kos. Maybe you do have a kos. Maybe you're such a rich guy that you managed to find a kos shel yayin even on Cholamoid, and therefore you can't be poshet the shiloh over here from here whether you have to say zman al kos dafko or not. So some Rabbi Yehuda Shmini told Lina. So says Gemara, going back to the issue that we said about the mitzvah of Lina and Shmini Atzeres, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold
that Shmini Atzeres requires Lina. V'atanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Minayin LePesach Sheni. How do I know that Pesach Sheni, for those people who were Tamei on Pesach Rishon, She'eno Tal Lina, that they don't need to stay in Yerushalayim after bringing the Pesach Sheni? Shneamar, because the Pasuk says, by Pesach Rishon, Ufanisa Baboker V'alachta Lo Alecha, that the next morning you wake up and you go back home. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says afterwards, She'eshis Yom Tochal Matzos. So we darshan that juxtaposition, that Esha Ton Shisha Ton Lina, that only when you have a mitzvah of 6 days of eating matzos, so that on such a Yom Tov you're going to have Lina after the Korban. But Esha Eino Ton Shisha. But when there's no mitzvah of Achilas Matzah for 6 days, like Pesach Sheni, you don't have 6 days of matzah, so Eino Ton Lina, you don't need Lina for Pesach Sheni either. So the Gemara is Medayik, that if that's true, the mutei mai, what are we being memayit? Lav the mutei nami shmini shachag. Isn't this also memayit shmini atzeres? It's only one day. You don't have 6 days of matzah or anything else on shmini atzeres. It's its own separate yom tov. And therefore, shouldn't we say that you don't require lina? So says Marlo, the mutei pesach sheni de kavasei. No, all Rabbi Yehuda is trying to be memayit is pesach sheni. He's not getting involved in other yom tov. He's just trying to say pesach sheni as opposed to pesach rishon does not require lina. But Rabbi Yehuda might hold that Shmini Atzeres does require Lina. Hachinami Mestavra, that all Rabbi Yehuda is trying to be made is Pesach Sheni, Tetznan, Habikurim to Unin Karban, Vishir, Utnufa, Velina. That the Bikurim, when you bring the Bikurim, you need to bring a Karban Shlom with them, the Levim have to sing a Shir, Ramuch Hashem Kidil Sani, and they require Tnufa, you have to wave them next to the Mizbech, and it requires Lina. So Man Shamadei Damar Tnufa, who's the Shita that holds that Bikurim requires Tnufa? Rabbi Yehuda, V'kamartal Lina. And yet still Rabbi Yehuda says it requires Lina. But if Rabbi Yehuda holds you only require Lina when there's something about 6 days, why would you need Lina for Bikurim? Elamai, when Rabbi Yehuda said the thing about 6 days, he's just trying to say don't do Lina on Pesach Sheni, that you don't need Lina on Pesach Sheni. But Yerachinami, other things could require Lina even if they don't have anything about 6 days associated with them. Where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says you need Tanufa? That's the whole assumption over here, that Rabbi Yehuda is the Shita that holds that you need Tanufa. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Vihinachto, that it says by Bikurim Vihinachto, that you place it L'fnei Hashem Elokecha. So Zut Tanufa, that's a reference to Tanufa. Vihinachto means Tanufa, Atomer Zut Tanufa, and Elanachamamish. Maybe Vihinachto means you place it down next to the Mizbech. Who says that means that you wave the Bikurim? I mean, where does it say that? So Kishu Omer Vihinicho, Pasuk already says Vihinicho, Harei Anacha Omer. So once it already covers the mitzvah of Hanacha, Hamani Mikayim V'Nachto, Zutnufa. So what do I do with the word V'Nachto? It's extra, so it must be, that it's Tnufa. It's telling me that I should use it, that extra word in the Pasuk teaches me that we require Tnufa. Says the Gemara, but still, Rabbi Yehuda is the only one that holds that it needs Tanufa. Maybe we're not going like Rabbi Yehuda, but Dilma, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Maybe we're similar like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Detanya, Veloka Chakoyin, Atena Miyadecha, Limein Ala Bikurim, Shetun Tanufa, Divra Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that Bikurim requires Tanufa based on Veloka Chakoyin, Atena Miyadecha. My time at Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, where does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov get the idea that Bikurim requires Tanufa? Ask your Yad Yad Mishlamim. We have a Gzereshava of Yad Yad from Karban Shlamim. It says over here by Bikurim that the Kohen takes the basket Miyodecha Uksiv Hasim. And it says by Karban Shlamim, Yad of Tivienu as Ishe Hashem. And the key is the end of the pasuk. It's a chelav al chazi viyana es a chaza lohanif also tenufa lefnei Hashem. That it says to a din of tenufa. So just like by the chaz of the shlamim, there's a din of tenufa. So by the parents of the bikurim, there's also a din of tenufa. So makan kohen, just like by the bikurim, it mentions a kohen. Afla alon kohen, by the korban shlamim, the kohen has to be involved in the tenufa. Umala halon bailim, and just like by the korban shlamim, it mentions that the bailim is the one doing the tenufa. Afkan bailim, so by the bikurim must be that the bailim is doing the tenufa. So whereas by bikurim it says beferishan it's the kohen, by the shlamim it says beferishan it's the bailim, and we're learning one from the other from the one. So haketzad, who's the one that does it? So kohen meniachas atachas yad bailim umeinif, must be that they do it together, that the kohen puts his hand under the hands of the bailim, and they do the tenufa. with the basket of the bikurim, and then they put it down next to the mizbeach. So my havila. Okay, going back to our real discussion of here, we wanted to know: do you say shachianu and shmini atzeres? So no, what are we passing? Is there a shachianu and shmini atzeres? So Rav Nachman Amar Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag. Rav Nachman says, yes, absolutely, we say Shachyanu and Shmini Atzeres. Rav Sheish Samar Ein Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag. Rav Sheish says, no, it's considered part of Sukkot. It's not, it doesn't get its own Zman. Vilchasa Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag. The halach is that we do say a Shachyanu and Shmini Atzeres. Tanya Kavasid Rav Nachman, we have a brice that supports Rav Nachman, that Shmini Regel B'Fnei Atzmo Le'inin Pizar Kishav. That Shmini is considered, Shmini Atzeres is considered its own Yomtiv as far as six things are concerned. Pious b'fnei atzmo, that throughout the rest of the days, the yantif, the mishmaros, just take turns bringing the korbanos instead of doing a pious to determine who does what. But in Shmini Atzeres, we go back to doing a pious. Zman b'fnei atzmo, you make a separate shachyanu on Shmini Atzeres, which is our inyan that we're trying to bring. Regel b'fnei atzmo, there's no mitzvah of yeshiva b'suk on Shmini Atzeres, it's its own yantif. Karban b'fnei atzmo, it doesn't follow the normal seder of the parim and the elim and kvasim, right? It's only parechad and it's only one aisle and seven kvasim, totally different numbers of kabanos. Shira b'fnei atzmo, on Chag HaSukkos, as we mentioned before, the Levim are singing about matnas aniyim and the like. Shmini Atzeres, they sing lam natzeach al hashminis, nothing to do with asif, nothing to do with gathering in the grains. And bracha b'fnei atzmo, the nusach of the bracha in tefillah and in kiddush and in benching is not as Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, it's as Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. And that's in that way, Shmini Atzeres is totally independent. But one of those things that we mentioned, one of the six differences we mentioned about Shmini Atzeres is Zman B'fnei Atzmo, that is Shachianu, you get a Shachianu, which is like the Shita from Nachman, and that's in fact what we paskin, that Shmini Atzeres gets its own Shachianu. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Memches Amud Aleph. Have a great day, everybody.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.